Hachette Audio presents The Land of Stories, Beyond the Kingdoms, written and read by Chris Colfer. To my parents, for always loving and supporting me. There wasn't a parenting book in the world that could have prepared you for my eccentricity. I'm sorry for denting the coffee table with my ninja swords. Yes, it was me. Prologue, The Other Son, 1845, Copenhagen, Denmark. In the cozy study of his home, Hans Christian Andersen was busy writing at his desk.
High up on a tree, taller than all the steeples in all the land, a lonely little bird awoke in her nest,
he read aloud as he wrote the first sentence of his newest story. The soft scratches of his quill came to a halt, and the author scratched his head.
Wait, why is the bird asleep?
He asked himself.
Wouldn't she wake at dawn with the other birds? She may appear lazy and unrespectable if not. I want the readers to like her.
Hans crumpled up a piece of parchment and tossed it into the pile of previous drafts on the floor. He retrieved a new quill, hoping a darker and longer feather would rejuvenate his storytelling.
High up on a tree, taller than all the steeples in all the land, a lonely little bird was building herself a nest.
He stopped himself again.
No. If she's building a nest, the readers will wonder if she's about to lay eggs, and then they'll think the story is about an unwed mother. The church will accuse me of allotting to something unholy. Again.
He crumpled it up and tossed it with the other attempts.
High up on a tree, taller than all the steeples in all the land, a lonely little bird searched the ground for worms.
Hans covered his eyes and groaned.
No, no, no. What am I thinking? I can't start the story like this. If I say the tree is taller than the steeples, some imbecile will think I'm comparing the tree to God himself and make an unnecessary fuss.
The author sighed and tossed his latest effort aside. Being a writer in a 19th-century society could get frustrating at times. The grandfather clock near his desk chimed as it struck 6 o'clock. Hans stood for the first time in a few hours.
I think it's time for a walk, he said.
Hans took his coat and top hat off the rack by the front door and left his home. He was easily recognizable to the other pedestrians as he walked down the street. After a quick glance of his prominent nose and thin stature, there was no denying the famed author was among them. Hans politely tipped his hat to those who gawked at him and then hurried away before they bothered him. Eventually, Hans arrived at the Lange Linje Promenade and had a seat on his favorite bench. The Odesund water ahead sparkled in the remaining daylight. He took a deep breath of salty air, and his mind relaxed for the first time all day. This was Hans' favorite spot to decompress.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?